Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of John chapter 14. Jesus is speaking. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you, because I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also will be. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
When Jesus told his disciples he was going away, he promised to return and take them to his Father's house, where he had prepared a place for them. This confirms that heaven is a real place, not some ethereal cloud where we play harps. We tend to think of anything heavenly as less tangible than earth, but Scripture suggests the opposite. Hebrews 11 verse 10 tells us that by faith, Abraham was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And Revelation 21 verses 10 through 27 describes this city, called the New Jerusalem, in great detail. Unlike earth, the kingdom of heaven cannot be shaken. It exists forever, and those of us who are believers will be worshiping and serving the Lord there. Christians know that our citizenship is in heaven. When we die, our spirits immediately go there into the presence of the Lord, awaiting the immortal body we'll be given at Christ's return. That new body will be perfectly suited for heaven and free from the temptations, trials, heartaches, pain, and death that make life on earth so wearying. There will be rest, not from activity and fulfilling work, but from the consequences of sin that plague us here. The joy we'll experience when we finally see our Savior face to face is beyond our imagination.